Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff right here on your local radio station. Glad that you tuned in, and we hope that you'll keep listening. We want to remind you about a change for the Cowboy Poetry and Old West Days coming up in Valentine. It used to be in October. Now it's in April. Teaming up with the celebration of Valentine in 1884 days, April 25th through the 28th. Same great lineup, a great lineup of performers, new and old. It'll be in the Heart City April 25th through the 28th from now on, so they're just switching over to a spring date. So if you're a fan of cowboy poetry and the Old West Day stories and trade show and all of that, go to oldwestdays.net for details in Valentine.
And are you looking for a fantastic place to live and you love to be outdoors, you love to hike and enjoy the great outdoors? You know what? You need to check into Nostra Electric in Valentine, Nebraska. If you happen to be a skilled electrician with a journeyman license, or you're an eager apprentice, if you'd like to join the vibrant community, check out mamnorthstar@gmail.com. Get a hold of Mike. Find out more information about a great opportunity at Nostar Electric in Valentine, Nebraska.
Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones that are up at dawn herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to kick things off with a poem. This is by S. Omar Barker, and it's called Cowboy Factory, Old Style. The town kid was a runaway. He knew it at a glance, but he looked so poor and homeless that the boss gave him a chance. And so he stayed as a roustabout to earn his bed and check. He cleaned out barns and stables till he waddled like a duck. From lifting heavy forkfuls till the knee bow in his legs would make you swear he'd got his growth a-straddling whiskey kegs. He pitched hay on the wagon when it came to haying time, and he kept on thinking after a while they'd maybe let him climb on one of them cow hosses that the punchers rode so good, instead of swamping stables, pitching hay and chopping wood. He flunkied for the koozie, and he kept the bunkhouse clean, and he dug 1,000 post holes in his spare time in between. Them little jobs a roustabout always have to do before he earned the right to be a riding buckaroo. Then after a while, one Sunday, when the work was kind of slack, on an old half-worn-out hack, till they got it kind of usable, then laced it on a hoss that looked as kitten gentle as you'd ever come across. They gave the eager kid the reins and watched him climb aboard, as proud as if some kind of old had touched him with a sword. The old plug horse was gentle, but the best of them won't fall to buck when there's a cactus kindly tucked beneath their tail. Of course, the old plug throwed him, and the cowboys had their laugh, for that's one way they had of sorting good seed from the chaff. But when the kid just kind of grinned and climbed back on again, they figured he would do to learn the ways of riding men. It took him quite a spell, of course, to sure nothing graduate, to riding range from doing chores to earn the chuck he ate, but the cowboys kind of dallied him and jollied him along. They told him when he'd done it right and when he'd done it wrong, for they knew he'd make a cowboy from the kind of stuff he showed by climbing right back on again that first time he got throwed. That's again S. Omar Barker.
I have just a couple of things in here as we head into the Easter weekend, not necessarily Easter related though. Proof that you can never underestimate the inattentiveness of the American farm boys. At a high school, right here in Nebraska, matter of fact.
Hey, I like that.
This was sent in by Bill Carson. Now, I don't know if Bill was involved in this or not. But anyway, this group of boy students played a little prank. They let 3 goats loose inside the school.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But before turning them loose, they painted numbers on the sides of the goats, 1, 2, and 4.
Okay.
School administrators spent most of the day looking for goat number 3. Now, I don't know. That's funny.
I think I'm seeing through that.
Thanks to Bill Carson for sending that to us here on The Good Stuff.
That's a cute story. Okay, we're kind of running out of time here. I was going to share this. Our daughter-in-law, Justina, shared this with us. She told us one day, I miss cleaning just my room. Now I got to clean a whole house that my mom's grandchildren destroy all day long. She got that from Ree Ones for Wee Ones. Let's hit one more before we go. Sign noticed along the staircase in a public building. In case of fire, exit building before tweeting about it.
That's sound advice, and you heard it right here on The Good Stuff.